Now, let me tell you, a lot of this stuff takes a generation, and the reason is, there's a little pithy truism, the luxuries of one generation become the necessities of the next. Mm-hmm. And so it might be a luxury item for us, but for our kids, it'd be a necessity. And the kids see no other way of doing it. They get used to, if dad's got a car, for instance, that goes 0 to 60 in 4 seconds, but only goes 250 miles, and then you have to wait 3.5 hours, their whole life will arrange around that formula, that modus operandi.
Of course, except for the fact that in 2 or 3 years, they have a range extended to 1,000 miles.
Well, whatever. My point is,
it's like when your kids got used to cranking your car by hand.
Yeah.
And now they just get in and drive away.
Yeah, they do. I've noticed that. I've noticed that.
And
sometimes my car doesn't come back. Or it comes back substantially smaller than when it went out.
And it looks a little different.
It looks different. It looks
quite as aerodynamic as
that. That's right. It looks like one of those cars from Goldfinger. The James Bond.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? That's right.
You have 3 minutes to move your cue.
That's right. That's right.
I didn't know how compact.
That's right. Yeah. Well, they were using the infrared license plate reader to find out whose cube this was.
Right.